What is up, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Babbles Nonsense podcast. Today, we are definitely babbling. Like, I don't even know where this episode is going to go. It's just going to be like a stream of conscious thoughts, maybe some unconscious ones, and then I'll regret it a little bit later. But mostly, kind of just want to talk about advice that we give ourselves, that we give our friends, and how we're all different and how we all think differently. Kind of along that line. So if you're into that kind of thing, stay tuned. It may or may not be a good one. Who could be too sure? Alright guys, welcome back. I'm going to do a very short solo episode, just kind of like a stream of consciousness thoughts, if you will. I hope it all makes sense. I don't know. Sometimes, like before when I was doing my solo episodes, like I would just sit down on the mic and of course I would have to hit record 50, 100 times and I would be recording. I would look up for like 2 hours and I'd be like, Jesus, there's got to be a better way. And then more recent, like with solo episodes, like I, if some like inspiration hit or whatever, I would just sit down and I would journal it out and then not necessarily read from it, but like have like a script or not a script, but like highlight points that I knew I wanted to talk about. And then I could go off on a tangent, but then those points would still be there on paper. And today when I was sitting down, like trying to think about it, I was like, I don't know how to like word what I'm trying to say. Like, sometimes you just don't have the words. So I hope it all makes sense. Hope anybody can get something from this, but advice. It's like out there everywhere. It's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. It's on Google. It's on like in therapy, your friends, your family, like everyone's trying to give advice, right? And we just have to do what we can with it and take it with a grain of salt. But the reason why this topic was like kind of heavy on my heart is because like there had been some personal things that I had been going through and I just didn't know how to sit with it, I guess. So I was asking different friends for different advice and like, what would you do and how do you handle that? And then when they would give me the advice, I would just be like, huh, you know, interesting. Like, well, that's not how I feel or what I'm thinking. So then it kind of got me on this topic of like, well, Jonna, it's just advice. Like, you don't have to always take the advice. Like, it's just an opinion. Advice is just an opinion. Unless it's from a therapist, then obviously they have research and education behind their credentials. And I would more or less take that as like, not an opinion, but true, knowledgeable, sound. I don't want to say advice because that's like an opinion. You know what I'm trying to say. But it just brought, like, I was just thinking about it because, like, when I used to say I wasn't a TikToker because I'm really, well, I'm getting more into it now. But, like, scrolling and, like, seeing, like, different people talk about, like, how men are or you should watch out for this kind of boy or fuck boy this or fuck girl that. And you just, like, mostly it's relationship advice because that's where I struggle the most in my life. Like, not just romantic relationships. Like, I struggle in friendships sometimes, too, because, like I've mentioned previously, I've lived this chaotic childhood, and when things are good or stable or whatnot, it seems like something is wrong for me, which again, I'm in therapy, I'm working on it. But it's just one of those topics where it's like, does anyone really know like what we're fucking doing? Like, does anyone know how to know if you're what we're doing is the right thing? Like, other than that just being life, like we just have to go through life. We have to make decisions. We have to take chances. We have to make choices. And sometimes those aren't always the right thing. And that brings me back. So every time I think about that, like, or if I've done something that I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. I have to go back to like the biggest thing in my head is what Jay Shetty said. Like, we make so many decisions in a day and you're not always going to make the right decision because sometimes there isn't a right or wrong decision. Sometimes it just is a decision and we have to stop labeling things because that's when I think you get in your head that you've done something quote unquote wrong or right. And he was like, it's how you handle the aftermath of that decision that truly defines who you are as a person. Like, if you make the wrong decision, if it turned out to be the wrong decision, like, how do you handle that wrong decision moving forward? So I always try to remind myself that. And then another piece of advice that I always try to remind myself of before, like, I actually take advice from friends, family, strangers, whatever, is Minyu has told me since working with her that if you look at someone, if you go to someone for advice and you're looking at their life and you're like, you know, I wouldn't want to live their life. Not that you don't like the person or anything. You're just saying like, that's not what I want or embody for me. Then you really shouldn't be taking their advice because y'all clearly have different values, different opinions on life in general anyways. And there's difference, like advice, you can, it can come and go. It can ebb and flow. Things that I feel like you shouldn't probably ask advice on are like your true values, your core values, because obviously, you know, when they're your core values, like that's what you stand behind no matter what. And that's what gets conversations heated. That's why they always say, don't talk about like religion and politics and things like that, because most people know where they stand on that and they don't need advice. Like it's more or so like things like, should I leave this job? Should I get a divorce? Should I be talking to this situationship that you're out there asking advice for? And when we do that, I think that we just have to be more cognitive. Like sometimes I think that we're not looking truly for advice. We are just looking to vent about a situation and then the said person we're venting to then turns to give advice. Like I'm guilty of that. Like I will try to give my friends advice like, hey, let's fix this. Here's some advice. When really they're just venting about their situation and just wanted a listening ear. And I think both parties could be better at that. Like, how about we preface a conversation with like, hey, before we get started, I'm just venting. I don't want advice. Or vice versa. Like before we respond, how about we say, hey, what are you looking for from me? Do you need me to respond like with what I would do with advice? Or do you just need a listening ear? And what I just said kind of just spoke true too. Like when people are giving advice or when you are giving advice to your friends, we have to remember that comes from our own opinion, our judgment, our biases, our background, how we were brought up, what you've actually experienced in your own life. So you're giving someone advice based on what you would do if you were in the situation. And so we just have to try to remember that when we are giving advice. And don't take it personal if someone doesn't take your advice. Like I used to take it really a personal when I'd be like, well, why are you doing that? Or like, you know, the girls that keep going back to the same dude over and over and the friends like, but why are you doing that? I clearly specifically told you not to do that. And sometimes it's just because, you know, people have to learn on their own. I'm sorry. I'm so annoyed. My neighbor just started mowing and I just lost my train of thought. So hopefully you cannot hear that. Because now my dog is barking at the lawnmower. So sorry about the background noise. But anyways, it's mostly because people have to learn on their own and they have to figure it out on their own. And it's not that they don't want your advice. Like clearly they came to you and they respect you in your opinion. It's not that they don't take it to heart or didn't want to waste your time or anything like that. It's just that I think at the end of the day, advice is just advice. It's opinions. We have to remember it's based on how people's backgrounds are and what they've already been through in their life. So just a short little episode there. I know it wasn't very like insightful or anything like that, but it's just something that's been on my mind about advice because I have been asking friends for advice lately. And then when I don't always take their advice, I was just like, why don't I? Let's dig a little deeper there. Like, what is it in me that's saying like, I would rather do this versus that, when I think it comes down to like, I just don't know what the right thing to do is sometimes. Like, and then I just have to sit with it and say, well, what do I feel good about at the end of the day? I want to be a good human. I want to be a good person. I still make mistakes. I'm not always going to have it figured out and make the right decision. But yeah, I'll just end it there. Short but sweet. I think what I'm going to do the next couple of weeks is just give myself a little break because it has been several months in a row that I haven't done a break in a while. So I think in the next couple of weeks coming up, I'm going to do a break for the podcast unless something just crazy happens that I want to talk about or inspiration hits like wildfire. But I think I'm going to play some of my old episodes that some of my favorites that I feel like need to be reheard or re-listened to, get out into the audience, just if maybe you haven't listened to it yet. kind of some Take Me Back Tuesday episodes, if you will, just to give me a little break, but still give y'all something to listen to and to look forward to. Anyways, guys, as always, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, babbles_nonsense. If you have any topics that you want discussed or anybody that you want me to interview, or even if you want to be interviewed, hit me up. So anyways, until next time, don't forget to go like, share, subscribe to the podcast, and I will be back in a couple of weeks, guys, with some new content. Bye.